authors. Welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Daria White. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you guys are having a great week. Revising is still underway, but something I wanted to share that I didn't share before when I was participating in the writing summit, it came to mind not too long ago because you guys know that when writing my latest novel, Christmas Therapy, there was some plot twists that I wasn't sure about. And while I did share as to why I wasn't sure about them, I didn't really go into detail of why I wanted to add those plot twists. And as we all know, there are times when, you know, when you get book reviews and someone may not connect with the story, someone may not understand it. And I did talk about that before, but that really resonated with me when someone said that my work was predictable. And I don't know about you, but as a writer, that's not something that you want to hear. Now, of course, in a romance novel, we know that the characters are going to end up together because that wouldn't be a romance novel if they didn't. Yes, you can have tragedies. Yes, you can have something else happen. But the point of a romance novel is after all that conflict in the middle, you want your characters to end up together. But in looking at that, and again, I usually don't read book reviews, but when that one came in, I just happened to see it and I was like, okay, I shouldn't have read that. But, you know, when someone does give constructive feedback, I do think it's important to just look into it. Again, you don't have to change for anybody, but that really stood out to me. And I ended up going back through my story this time around as I was writing it. And what's interesting is that during the writer's summit, one of the topics was about raising the stakes. How do you raise the stakes? How do you intensify that conflict? And the question that came up during the videos that I was watching was, what's the absolute worst thing that can happen to your character? And whatever that thing is, do it. That may sound harsh because we love our characters and we want it to be a happy ending, or we don't want to necessarily do anything to hurt them because, you know, we've created their world and in a sense we've created them and we know their personalities, we know how they handle things, we know how they're going to respond. But that question was asked, what's the worst thing that can happen to your character? And that question stuck in my mind. And it's really what I did with Christmas Therapy. I literally thought of what's the worst thing that can happen to my characters. And while I was nervous about it, I went on ahead and did it. Now, I'm going to have to readjust some things as I'm revising in order to make sure that it's polished and just making some changes here and there. But I still made the decision to do the absolute worst thing to happen. And that was risky for me. So I'm just doing this episode to encourage you all, don't be afraid to take risks with your writing because you never know, it just might work. You may write something, but see, that's the thing. You can't do anything with a blank page. We know that. So if you go ahead and write it, it may not be something that you want to go ahead and put out there. True, but at least you wrote it down. But if you're writing like, you know what, I think I want to go in a different direction, or you know what, I'm not too sure about this, and maybe you need somebody else to read it for you. That's why we emphasize critique partners or writing buddies or beta readers. They can help you decide like, okay, I see where you're going with this, but I don't think this is necessary. Or maybe you should try this, or here's another idea. That can help you because sometimes we can be so close to our work and we hit a wall, or maybe we're not quite sure and we're second guessing ourselves because we don't want to be called that. I mean, honestly, I'd rather have somebody not like my book just because they don't like it, but I don't want anybody to say that it was predictable. I don't want you to say it was full of errors. I don't want anybody to say, you know, it was this and it was that. I'd rather you just not like it just because you just didn't like it, as opposed to what could I have done differently. Now, again, I'm not trying to impress people. I'm not going to make everybody happy, but putting my best work out there is what's important to me. Beating my best, if you will, not trying to compare, but beating my best and being my best. So I did that, and it was risky and it was scary, but when I came out on the other side of it, the story is stronger. I believe I stretched myself. I really believe that I dug deeper than I ever have. And because I took that risk, it made the story. Now, again, I may have to change some things as I am revising to make sure that it's solid, make sure it's strong, make sure it will connect with readers, and of course, making sure that I'm comfortable with what I'm writing. but at the same time, being willing to take that risk. So I encourage you to ask yourself, when you're looking at the stakes, you're looking at your character's motivations, you're looking at their wounds, what makes them them, what has scarred them over the course of their lives, even if it is a lighthearted story, your character is still human and they're still dealing with things from their past, or maybe they're dealing with something in the present, or maybe they're afraid of the unknown and for their future, so they choose not to think of the future. So maybe they're impulsive and they just live for the moment. Whatever that is, you have to ask, what is the worst thing that can happen to this particular character? Because it's in that moment that we find out who your character really is, in terms of how are they going to cope? Are they going to risk this in order to gain this over here? Are they willing to walk away from the person that they love because of a job opportunity? Or maybe they're too afraid to move forward, so they'd rather go back to an ex or whatever that may be. Whatever that thing is, go ahead and just write it out. Just test it out. It doesn't have to be set in stone. It doesn't have to be anything permanent, but just taking the risk and just letting your creativity flow and allowing the story to flow out of you and being willing to be vulnerable with your character and just go ahead and write out the scene. So this is just something to encourage all of us, because I was one of those writers and I still deal with it, you know, but because like I don't want to be mean to my characters, you know, I don't want to do anything harsh. And I do try to keep my stories lighthearted with a happy ending, but life is still gonna happen because that's just life. So I took a risk and it turns out that it worked. So I encourage you all that as you're writing, ask those questions and ask yourself, how would your character react to it? How are they going to deal with it? Because all that comes with the process of layering your characters. You don't want them to be one-dimensional. You want them to be relatable. That's what you want for your readers to connect with. This character is going to be resonating with your readers. You want to make them unforgettable. You want people to put down your book and say, wow, that's one of the best stories I've ever read. I'm definitely keeping this on my shelf. Or, hey, I'm never going to delete this off my Kindle or my tablet. Hey, this was an awesome, awesome book. You want to leave an impression. You want to leave an impact. It may just be another story to some people, but the way you write it, you want it to be impactful. And yes, there's technically nothing new really to write about, but how you write the story is important. That's another thing that they pointed out. It's not a point of what's going to happen in your story. It's a point of how it's going to happen. You determine the how as the writer. That's what makes your book different from any other book that will ever be written, is because it's how you're telling it. You and I may write in the same genre of romance, but how I tell a romance is going to be different than how you tell it. So stick with that and just go with your gut. And once the story is finished, then you can go back and fix what may need to be fixed. But go ahead and take that risk if you haven't already, and don't hold yourself back in that regard. So I hope that was encouraging for you all. I'm still working on it myself, but I am in the process of getting better at taking risks. So you guys have an awesome rest of your day. And remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it, and no one can write a book like you. God bless, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.